Welcome to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. I'm Lindsay Wilson, and I am a high-performance mindset coach, a mom, a former professional athlete, and an entrepreneur. I help coaches and high performers optimize their mindset to improve their coaching, their performance, and those of their athletes, and their lives. Here, you'll learn all about mindset, how to live it, how to teach it, and how to sell it. Hi, guys. And welcome back to the Mindset Coach Academy podcast. My name is Lindsay Wilson. It's Mental Monday. We're going to talk about one tip, tool, or technique that you can implement in your life today. So we're just finishing up the MCA launch. So I got so many things on my mind. And the reason that I get so much things to think about and so much information is I'm on the phone with so many of you. We do enrollment calls. And I've often thought about cutting them out because they're a lot of work, to be frank, but I just learn so much from each one of our students and I get excited about them joining and I get to know them. And I also get like a front row seat on people like leaning into what they want in their life. And I don't know, I'm a nerd on this stuff, but it's so inspiring because we do it on Zoom. So I get that face to face and I can see them like trying to talk themselves out of something or into something, or just that sort of mental gymnastics that we all go through trying to be our best in this life. And I'm kind of addicted to it a little bit. Like, again, I keep thinking, well, we should probably cut those out because, you know, as our classes are getting bigger, we're maxed out at 20 in this cohort. I'm having a lot of calls and I don't know that we'll keep them forever. I don't know that I'll keep doing them forever, but for now I am. And I have to say, I mean, it's a great way to make sure our applicants are a really good fit because the community component is so important. But selfishly, I just kind of like it. Like it's hard, you know, but it's draining in some ways, but it's also really fun. Again, because I get to see people like want to do something big in their life and face that fear and go for it and invest in themselves. And like watching that is so inspiring. So anyway, with that, what I wanted to talk about today is the concept of choosing your hard. So everything like has a hard piece to it. Doing something has a hard piece to it. Not doing something has a hard piece to it. And so there's nowhere to really avoid that, right? Like there's good things in life. There's sucky things in life. Like that's life, right? And so being very deliberate about the hard things, I think, gives us an ownership over our life that has a ripple effect on pretty much everything else. So let me give you a couple examples. So there's the hard part of getting in shape. Right? Like so many people focus on that. Like it's going to hurt. I'm going to have to deprive myself. I'm going to have to move my body times when I don't feel like it. Like all that's hard, can be hard. And you know what else is hard? Not being in shape. Waking up with creaky muscles, not being able to do something, not feeling good in your bathing suit, not feeling good about, you know, playing with your kids, not sleeping well, eating crappy. That is hard also. That is really hard. That sucks. And so, yes, you could say, well, one's hard in the moment and one's hard, you know, they have more of a long-term sort of hard that you can kind of put off. But like, is it like really, if you're out of shape and you're suffering in a different way than the suffering or the hard of getting in shape? And again, I see this with our certification students, right? Like the hard part of saying yes to a 4-month commitment, you know, $6,000+, the fear of going for it, like putting your ego on the line, that is all hard. There is a mental jump that people make. And you know what else is really freaking hard? Staying where you're at. Knowing that you could be having a bigger impact in the world. Knowing and wishing you were being more brave and knowing that you're not being brave. That sucks too. That really, really sucks. So whatever's going on in your life, there is going to be a hard part of, let's say, solving the problem or going for the goal or doing the thing that you want to do, there is a hard part to that, for sure. There is also a hard part and a cost and a part of you that will suffer by not doing it. Here's a really cool question. And I got this from Life Coach School. And I, you know, you can kind of use this for the certification, but really any sort of goal that you have. If in 6 months, let's say, or 1 year, you could be happy going for your goal or not going for your goal, you would be happy either way, right? Because it's going to be hard and it's going to be good regardless in different ways. If you could be happy either way, which one would you choose? And on the flip side, if it's going to be hard either way, it's going to be hard to go for it. It's going to be hard to not go for it. Either way, it's going to be hard. Which would you choose? I love that question because there's no fantasy land where everything's easy. There's no fantasy land where there's not a cost or a sacrifice or some sort of suffering. There, that doesn't exist. So choose your hard. Choose your hard for whatever you're thinking about doing in your life or not thinking about doing in your life. Choose your hard. That's my message for today. Go out and have a great day, and I'll see you again next week. Bye for now. Hey, if you loved this episode, make sure to check out all of our free and paid resources over at positiveperformancetraining.com. You want to take mindset training to the next level? We got you. But here are three more specific ways. If you want to take mindset training and live it more in your life, definitely subscribe to this podcast. We send out bonus episodes. We have our Mental Mondays. We have interviews and training episodes. Definitely subscribe. If you want to teach it, meaning taking it to your athletes, your clients, I highly recommend Psychology of Competition. Again, you can check that out at positiveperformancetraining.com. It is a great course that will teach you and your athletes how to have pre, during, and post-competition routines to up your performance. And if you want to learn how to have a mindset coaching business in order to sell mindset coaching, highly recommend signing up for our waitlist for our next certification cohort, which usually opens about once a year. But in the meantime, go to positiveperformancetraining.com and check out our ultimate mindset coaching toolkit. Well, it will show you exactly how to get started with your first mindset coaching clients. Again, go to positiveperformancetraining.com for all of our free and paid resources.